Why Farmers Lobby. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
The term lobbyist conjures up all kinds of images, but a lot of them are not flattering. But the fact is that in Washington, D.C., there are thousands and thousands of lobbyists. There are thousands of trade associations and businesses located here, and they're here for one reason, and that is to influence policy.
American Farm Bureau's Executive Director of Public Policy, Mark Maslin, says if you're not lobbying members of Congress, then someone on the opposite side of your issue will be, and most likely they'll have more influence on a vote.
And survey after survey of members of Congress by universities will show you that the most effective means of lobbying and influencing policy is directly from that voter to that lawmaker's office. And it doesn't involve money. It just involves that constituent taking the time to get to know the staff member, to get to know the member of Congress, and to tell his or her story about how a public policy issue is affecting their livelihood.
Mark Maslin says Farm Bureau members from all across the country, including Tennessee, make an effort to come to Washington to meet directly with their member of Congress, and it does make a difference. Mary Kay Thatcher, one of Farm Bureau's chief lobbyists, agrees.
Every industry now has lobbyists. Every industry has a political action committee. And for those people who are able to give lots and lots of money, I don't think they buy votes, but they buy access. For the Farm Bureau, we may have political action committees, but what we really have are people who are willing to wear out shoe leather and be in front of members of Congress, and we have members at home. They're willing to go to town hall meetings. They're willing to write emails to their members of Congress. So we have a very active grassroots, and that makes a huge difference.
And farmers have to speak up to protect their industry. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.